Here's a question. How do you apologize for something that is so devastating that it's really difficult to imagine any kind of apology? It's actually a question in the news today as the Prime Minister of Canada prepares at this hour to offer an apology to the Native people of Canada later today. More about that in a moment. But what is the historical record on big apologies?
As Prime Minister of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the government of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the Parliament of Australia, I am sorry.
You're listening to a Paul Kelly song. He's an Australian musician. The song is called From Little Things, Big Things Grow. But he's sampled in there, and you can hear it, the Prime Minister of Australia, Kevin Rudd, who in February of 2008, in an extraordinary historical event, apologized to all Aborigines in Australia for their treatment by the government throughout history. Here's the actual apology Kevin Rudd delivered on February 2008.
We apologize for the laws and policies of successive parliaments and governments that have inflicted profound grief, suffering and loss on these our fellow Australians. We apologise especially for the removal of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families, their communities and their country.
It was an amazing, candid and straightforward apology to the Aborigines, thousands of whom watched around the nation to the televised event. He used the word sorry 7 times in the 360-word statement. As for historical apologies, it would be hard to top the one from F.W. de Klerk, who certainly had plenty to say to black South Africans. He was the last state president of apartheid-era Africa, South Africa, and here he is in August 1996.
I should like to express my deepest sympathy with all those on all sides who suffered during the conflict. I and many other leading figures in our party have already publicly apologized for the pain and suffering caused by former policies of the National Party. I reiterate these apologies today.
De Klerk eventually became a vice president in the government of national unity under Nelson Mandela, a post he kept till 1996. He and Mandela shared the Nobel Prize in 1996. In 1998, Bill Clinton gave sort of an apology. Here it is.
I have come today to pay the respects of my nation to all who suffered and all who perished in the Rwandan genocide. We did not act quickly enough after the killing began. We cannot change the past, but we can and must do everything in our power to help you build a future without fear.
It was a carefully hedged acknowledgement that the U.S. could have done more, but Clinton didn't apologize for what the U.S. didn't do to stop the Rwandan genocide. But this afternoon, Canada's Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, will officially apologize for what First Nation people call the darkest chapter in Canada's history. Here's an apology that's kind of a preamble to all this from Canada's Indian Affairs Minister in January 1998.
The Government of Canada acknowledges the role it played in the development and administration of these schools. We wish to emphasize that what you experienced was not your fault. It should not have happened. To those of you who suffered this tragedy at residential schools, we're deeply sorry.
The residential schools suppressed language and culture of Native people, and the Assembly of First Nations will be listening as the Prime Minister of Canada apologizes at 3 p.m. publicly in Canada.